top of mind. BTC trades near $77,200, down the 39% from its October $126,000 peak, with the market absorbing two converging pressures: a 1.55B 6-day ETF outflow streak, the worst since late January, and a Satoshi-era whale moving 2,050 BTC, 203 MAP, to Falcon X and Cumberland OTC desks. Sentiment is split. Santiment characterizes the ETF outflows as a contrarian accumulation signal driven by retail capitulation, while on-chain data, CryptoQuant, shows Binance BTC inflows tripling in 2 weeks and apparent demand hitting 2026 lows. The primary near-term catalyst is a US-Iran peace deal. Trump posted Saturday that terms are largely negotiated, lifting BTC from a $74,250 low back toward $77,500, but put skew remains elevated and futures basis sits at just 2% annualized, signaling institutional conviction has not returned. Market structure: ETF flows are the dominant pressure. Spot Bitcoin ETFs shed 1.35B over six sessions, May 14-22, including a 648.6 MATS single-day outflow Monday, led by BlackRock IBIT, 448 MEM, ARKB, 109 MATA, and FBTC, 63 MATS, the largest single-day drain since Jan Bowell 29. YTD net inflows have compressed to 536 MEL. Ether ETFs logged a 10-day outflow streak simultaneously. Analysts at BRN characterize this as rotation into XRP RSOL hype ETFs, not full exit. Satoshi-era whale OTC transfer. 2,050 BTC moved to Falcon X and Cumberland Sunday across three transactions. 6,000 BTC remains in the same address. OTC transfers signal potential sale intent, but do not confirm execution. Derivatives show short-heavy positioning. BTC implied volatility hit an 8-month low of 36%. Put options trade at a 14% premium to calls. 3-month futures basis at 2% annualized versus neutral, 5-10%. CoinGlass liquidation heat map shows concentrated shorts at 78,000 DAOs, $83,000. A sustained move above 80K would force a squeeze. May 29th expiry has heaviest open interest at 75K put, 80K call. Trump Media, DJT, moved 2,650 BTC to crypto.com late Thursday. Bitcoin Magazine, Cointelegraph note, conflicting interpretations, collateral versus sale prep. TMTG carries 455 value mins in unrealized crypto losses. It withdrew Bitcoin and BTCA ETH ETF applications May 20th. Note, Arkham tags DJT wallets, the company has not confirmed intent. Policy and institutions. CFTC regulatory capture investigation. NYT single sourced. A NYT investigation alleges then acting CFTC chair Caroline Pham and senior counsel Brigitte Wiles cleared Polymarket, Crypto.com, and Gemini Titan, all with Trump family ties, over staff objections, purging career officials who raised concerns. Crypto enforcement dropped from 80-plus Biden-era cases to 2 under the second Trump term. Both Pham and Wiles subsequently joined entities they helped approve. MoonPay and Gemini Titan. Material risk creates congressional oversight exposure and reputational overhang for the named exchanges. Clarity Act Senate Banking Committee vote pending. The 309-page market structure bill, which would split crypto jurisdiction between SEC and CFTC, passed committee in a 15-9 bipartisan vote. Floor vote targeted mid-June. The American Bankers Association launched a last-minute lobbying campaign against yield provisions. Senor Warren calls it a financial stability risk. Coinbase CLO says banks already won concessions. ARMA Strategic Bitcoin Reserve Bill introduced. REPS, Begich, RAK, and Golden, DME, introduced the American Reserve Modernization Act, codifying Trump's executive order with a 20-year lockup, quarterly proof of reserve audits, and no mandatory purchase target, dropping the Bitcoin Act's 1 MBTC goal. 18 co-sponsors, Senate path to 60 votes unclear. SEC approved NASDAQ Bitcoin Index Options, QBTC, on an accelerated basis for listing on BELAIX, cash-settled, European-style position limit of 24,000 contracts. Trading cannot begin until CFTC grants exemptive relief, timeline uncertain, CME has filed objections on jurisdiction, network and industry, miner profitability stress. Average miner production cost estimated at 93,175 BTC, trading view, versus current $77,200 spot, though Capriol estimates $57,506 and crypto rank pegs public miners at $74,600. Sources disagree materially. CoinShares found up to 20% of miners operating at a loss in March. Satoshi era OTC transfer, see market structure, coincides with this pressure. SpaceX S1 discloses 18,712 BTC, 1.40 FEBSA, at a 35,000 coin cost basis, the most significant new corporate Bitcoin disclosure of 2026. Under FASB fair value rules, quarterly mark-to-market reporting begins on listing. Strategy holds 8,43,138 BTC at $75,700 AVG. Saylor said in a Friday interview, a BTC sale in 2026 is not unlikely as the company focuses on maximizing BTC per share by 2033. StableR exploit. MiCA-compliant European issuer StableR lost admin control of its minting multisig. One of three threshold. Attacker minted 13.5 meters in unbacked EURR, USDR, and dumped 10.4 meters on DEX. EURR fell to 0.85, USDR to 0.64. DeFi losses in 2026 exceed $770 million YTD. Blockchain.com filed confidentially for a US IPO, S1 with SEC, targeting a 2026 listing. 95 Mena wallets, 43 Mena accounts, profitable on adjusted basis for 3 years. Macro linkages. Iran peace deal is the primary risk-on to risk-off toggle. Trump's Saturday Truth Social post that terms are largely negotiated sent BTC from $74,250 to $77,500, drove Brent crude to a 5-week low, and lifted Nikkei 0.9% and CAC 1.8%. Lingering sticking points, nuclear program, uranium enrichment, Hormuz control, leave the outcome uncertain. Core PCE and Q1 GDP data due this week could reprice the macro independently. Kevin Warsh, rate expectations, drove the Friday sell-off. The 2-year Treasury yield climbed to 4.14%, highest since February 2025, above the 3.50-3.75% Fed funds target, with CME futures now pricing a possible 25 BP hike in December. Warsh's hawkish inflation record outweighs his crypto-friendly regulation stance for BTC bulls. Historically, BTC has declined 60-84% in years of Fed leadership transitions. 30-year Treasury yield broke 5.14%. Japan 10-year hit 2.8% per BitMEX analyst Shang Wu. Wu characterizes this as a structural shift that is long-term bullish for Bitcoin as a non-sovereign asset, but chaotic in the short term. Characterization, not fact. Standouts. Binance allegedly channeled 850 metas for Iranian regime financier Babak Zanjani through May 2026, per WSJ citing internal compliance reports. DOJ investigation ongoing. Regulatory re-exposure risk for Binance, despite CZ pardon. CFTC dropped at least 5 crypto investigations under the second Trump administration, per NYT, down from 80-plus Biden-era cases. Enforcement vacuum is now a documented market structure factor. Strategy President Fong Lei confirmed the firm will sell Bitcoin when advantageous, formally abandoning the never-sell stance. Market reaction to any announced sale is uncharted territory. Tether announced Gelt, a Georgian Lari stablecoin with central bank backing. The first sovereign government-endorsed Tether product expands the Genius Act-compatible stablecoin template internationally. BIP322 generic signed message format advanced to complete status after Oliver Gugger's updates. Projects with prior BIP322 implementations should audit for breaking changes, including new human readable prefix.